Previously on Hot House Bruiser.
The Los Angeles quarantine from becoming de facto federal prison.
And I will never allow that.
That bullet went right through me and killed one of my best engineers. I want that shooter.
Why don't you go home, see the wife and kid? Oh, that's right. They're outside the walls.
You know the range on this gun. Whatever carrot they're dangling in front of you, it won't be worth what I can do to you. You an opera fan?
Straight up, no chaser. You think binary disease is real?
I love the people of this city, and
I can't love people you keep under your thumb.
And now, episode 4, Big Daddy to the Box.
The last place I wanted to find myself was the company stockade, what they call the executive suite. A polyglass jail, basically. Same glass as our beloved hothouse walls. Vera Grail was looking in at me in my fishbowl, having just flashed her level 9 ID.
You should see your face, Bruiser. You really think all I could do was pour drinks?
Play a little piano.
Let's go. Sager and I want to discuss your future at this company.
Bruiser, you obviously met Vera.
We've tussled. Why the big secret?
I told you, level 9s don't advertise.
I'd just like to know who I'm working with.
You want transparency? You got the wrong company.
I also like to know who my friends are.
Wrong city.
Vera briefed me already on her capture and your actions on her behalf. Any idea who this guy is handing out little red phones?
No.
Did he say what he was after?
Yeah, the Black Rose.
Black Rose?
He said it was the key out of the hothouse. What specifically the Black Rose is, I don't know. And I don't think he knew.
This guy's out of his tree. Even if there was a get-out-of-jail-free card, if you get outside the walls and somebody bumps your elbow on the bus, the binary kills you before you hit the ground.
Theoretically.
The disease is real,
Bruiser. The walls are what's real. They got us in here for some other reason.
New topic. What makes you think some saloon keeping heels gets captured? You got a license to steal from this company.
Vera's a valued employee.
You didn't know that when you tried to rob me?
He did what any man in love would do.
Oh, are we kids or what?
You can't play somebody when you're getting played.
This is you telling me.
This company has a rule about fraternization.
I wouldn't fraternize.
All right, neutral corners or get a room. Let's talk snipers, as in mine is back. With a twist, he wants money.
What, pay me and I won't shoot you?
I'm giving you another chance to find him. And Vera's going to be your supervisor on this.
The saloon keep in heels.
I want detailed reports via her twice daily.
She's going to. The whole time, Vera's looking at me like she doesn't even know me. I couldn't get that image out of my mind. Her on the balcony, bullets slicing off that dress. And her not minding one little bit. She's looking to throw me under the whole Greyhound fleet.
I don't want you pulling punches, Bruiser. Somebody gets hurt, that's the cost of doing business.
What about the cost of getting undressed by long-range gunfire? That get amortized?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
What's going on?
Your level 9 girl here knows the sniper. Biblically, at the least. You want the sniper? Talk to her. I've got a date with my daughter. They let me walk out of the tower, so I guess I was back on the clock. When I get to the car, I see this girl leaning on it, dressed all in black. I recognized her, the daughter of the guy standing behind Sager the day he got shot.
I've been to every department, and they all give me the same snow job about how sorry they are about my father. Are they even looking for this guy?
We're looking. And actually, some people are sorry about your father. Hell of a thing.
Hell of a thing?
I mean, standing behind Sager at that exact point in time. If he'd tied his shoe at the right moment, who knows?
I want to know what you're doing about finding this guy.
Sager's made it a top priority.
Sager is injured. My father is dead.
Ma'am, a bullet passed...
You can hold the man.
A bullet passed through the most powerful man in the box before hitting your father. I'm afraid most of the hothouse considers your father collateral damage.
Is that what you think?
I'm not paid to think. I just gotta bring the guy in.
Oh, you suits are all the same. Just suits, nothing in them.
All right. With that, I'm a dot.
Hey, company man! You used to be a cop. What happened? You get tired of all that protecting and serving?
Yeah. My ulcer was on a tear, but I wasn't listening. It was Windowpane Wednesday, the day I meet Riley on the visitation platform. Her on one side of the glass, me on the other. Still had to use the phones, but at least I could see her.
What's wrong, kitten?
Nothing.
Nothing, nothing, or something big like you missed a free throw?
They want me to do a paper on Sager Tech. I looked up a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of weird shit, Dad.
Watch the mouth, kiddo.
They arrest people? They make them disappear?
They also monitor conversations on the visiting platform.
Just you seem different since you went from being a cop to whatever you do.
Being a cop wasn't the cleanest job in the world, kid.
I mean, before the walls, you wore your wedding ring. I never see you wear it now.
See, what I could never bring myself to say was, I dropped my ring down the kitchen sink the last day I was with my family, right before they put up the walls. I should have just told them, but it seemed a little late now. Ring's probably still in that drain, covered in crap.
Anyway.
You think I'm turning into a bad guy? Gonna grow a mustache or something?
Did I tell you I was building a hug replicator?
A hug replicator?
I'm working with a designer on a machine. It'll let me hug you from inside the hot house. Figure you need it.
I mean, what the hell was she talking about? My kid was unraveling. Twisting her hair again, now she's making stuff up.
Brilliant, right? Hug replicator?
Kitten, there's no such thing as a hug replicator.
No, you'll see. I've got a designer inside the hot house.
Not making any sense.
You won't even be able to tell the difference. It'll be just like you're giving me a hug.
Of course, right then, I get a text from my mole inside the Fed. There was no rain check with this guy. I had to move.
Dad?
I want you to tell your mom about what you just told me, okay?
What, that's it? Visit over?
I gotta meet somebody. Tell your mom.
She won't get what I'm saying. Next door, Bobby, maybe.
Not Bobby. Just... tell your mom what you told me.
I am not making it up, Dad. It's a hug replicator, you'll see.
Just be careful walking home, all right?
Jesus, Dad. Nice visit.
Riley.
Please do not tap on the Molly glass partition. My contact in the Fed was high up, so we didn't take any chances. We'd meet in the sewers under the city. Of course, the sewers were sealed off the walls, but there was a broken pipe in the concrete. We talked through it. I didn't even know what this guy looked like. Didn't even know his name. I just called him the Pipe.
What you got for me, Bruiser?
Who called who? Here. I'm pushing a can through. That's $8,000 for the escape fund.
Got it. You're interested in a certain sniper.
I am.
Got his home address. But I need something.
Name it.
There's a guy on the inside really sticks in my craw. We'd like to track him. Guy runs a microbrew, this and that, but mainly deals in intel. Ex-surfer.
Not ringing any bells.
You should know this guy.
Let me ask around.
How long we been doing this? I'm giving you solid intel. From deep in the Fed. Not for
I'll
nothing.
Ask around.
You start holding out on me. Why am I stretching out my tender neck?
I don't know any surfers. Let me ask around. I'll find
one. One-time offer. Give me the surfer, and I'll give you the sniper.
I don't know any surfers, so end of discussion. Now, I'm gonna ask you something. You're so deep inside. The disease, the binary. We're both fine, but if we touch death, that's the story.
That's the story.
Never seen it happen.
It's still the story.
Well, I can't swallow it anymore. My ulcer won't swallow.
Is the disease real? The disease is classified.
Yeah. I'll take that as a no.
Better take it as classified.
Then why are you taking my money for the escape fund? Six figures now. You tell me, $500,000 and you can get me out of the hothouse. But one touch, I'm dead.
I'm saying the disease is classified. Ask me again. Classified. Ad nauseam.
If you're just bleeding me with no payoff, I will find
you. What? You're gonna come get me? You're in there, Bruiser. The only way you're gonna come get me is if I get you out.
I'll put this money in your layaway. Keep it coming.
The sniper could wait long enough for me to warn the Chlorine Buddha. I didn't know everything my best friend was into, and I didn't want to know. But he was on a short list of people I could trust, and I didn't want him getting picked up.
What's the status, Gladys?
The pipe was twisting my arm for an address. That address being you.
And you told them what?
I played dumb, but he didn't buy it. Cost me the sniper.
Your ulcer's talking to you, dude.
I know. Something's wrong.
You better get it checked out.
I mean, there's something wrong with my whole situation.
Maybe you're playing for the wrong side. I don't remember you all doubled over when you were a cop.
I got no choice in that.
Oh, you have to work for Sagertech.
The only thing I got left to give to my daughter is that company check.
You also set an example.
She doesn't know what I do in here.
Man, she knows. You do bad things, you both pay a price. You're walking between two worlds, Bruiser. You're still part cop. You better pick a side.
There's no sides. There's just level 9. I make level 9, I could escape. You and me both. You get the ocean, I get my daughter.
Level 9? You gunning for Vera Grail's parking space? Bruiser, they fired her. She cleaned out her desk and did the perp walk. She's out of the
That doesn't make any... Oh, goddamn.
I'm telling you, get the ulcer fixed.
My ulcer's the only thing that tells me the truth.
Well, maybe there's such a thing as too much truth.
Kicking Vera out so quickly didn't make sense. Sager's so hot to find the sniper, he should be hanging Vera by her thumbs right now. I got to her place, and Sager's company goons were taking the booze, her contraband, and everything. Vera just kept playing the piano. She was a million miles away.
Dali, Tui Pa, get the piano.
Sorry, Vera. We gotta take the piano, too.
Hey, Bruiser. Come to have a good chuckle. See what square one looks like.
I could have helped you if you'd played straight with me.
He's in a pod. When were you ever straight with me?
Sorry, Vera. You gotta stand up. The bench goes with the piano.
Don't forget the bottle.
Jeez, Vera.
Guy used to bring me lunch at the office.
Better tell me where to find that sniper before he starts tying his shoes.
I'm not gonna tell you where to find him, Bruiser. Yeah, the smart thing would be to tell you, but I'm not gonna tell you purely because I wanna fuck you up.
Look, I need that sniper to get out.
Even if you had his address, you wouldn't go with... Forget it.
What were you gonna say?
Forget it.
I wouldn't go near what?
Forget it! I'm not gonna tell you!
You just did. He's in Sky Barrio.
Get the fuck out of my joint.
Not your joint anymore.
You think I'm gonna be shining shoes for long? You got another thing coming. I don't bottom feed, not in my nature. When I get topside, you'll hear about it, and you better grow some eyes, because the first one on my to-do list is you!
Yeah, see you on the sidewalk. I'll flip you a nickel.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Vera just handed me the sniper on a paper plate. There's only one place in the hothouse I won't go near. See, when Sagertech started running the box, they took a big broom and swept up every bad seat into one high-rise. 40 stories of well-armed human waste. I probably put half of them in there. They call it Sky Barrio. No way I'm stepping foot in there. So I set up on the rooftop across the street. I'd picked up a listening device from the office, bounced a particle beam off windows, and picked up the vibrations inside. Just point and listen.
Jesus.
Pretty sure I made the right decision not going in there. Then I zeroed in on one window. Not my cup of tea, but I knew somebody who liked it. Waited for the sniper to come out, and I tailed him through the red light district. He was head to toe black rubber like usual. Followed him to a nightclub. I locked the front door handles with my handcuffs and went in the back way. My captive audience.
Everybody against the wall. Go on. No, face me. It's not a bust.
I just want Rubber Boy here. Yeah, you. You remember me, huh? You remember putting my daughter in the crosshairs?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, everybody take off your hoods and masks and shit. I want to see your faces. You too, take off your hood.
Sorry, Bruiser, can't do it.
I want to see your face.
Can't take it off.
Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come back here. Oh!
The sniper lost half his rubber suit, tearing away from me. By that time, a bouncer grabbed him and they both fell over. The second they touched, blood came out of their mouths, eyes, nose, veins turned black. They bled out right there on the floor. It was over in a second. So my sniper was from outside the walls, and I finally had my answer. Binary disease was real.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, nobody gets in this room.
Watch what you touch.
When the cops showed up, crowd control was easy. Everybody stayed on the other side of the street, too scared to come any closer. All the cop brass turned out, and of course, Chief Plagueman.
Plagueman's on the scene.
I'm seeing this, but I don't believe it. Bruiser, who were they?
Him, that Sager's shooter, from outside the box. Him, nobody.
Well, they're both soup now.
Yeah, it makes you rethink those walls. Ugh.
Bruiser, you're not, I mean...
No, it's my ulcer.
5 years, it's all I ever heard. My ulcer says this guy, that guy. What's it saying now, Bruce?
It says they're never letting us out of the quarantine.
Should be saying I'm never letting you out of jail. Come here.
Chief, you got a cuff on?
You know, I would have given you the run of the joint, Bruiser. Your skills, now I take you in like a punk in front of the boys.
Anybody want to see a magic trick?
You can pull whatever you want out of your ass.
I was assigned to find that sniper. Search and destroy, which I did. And I got a bump coming for my trouble. A big one. If you can count to the higher end of the single digits.
That level 9 shit, you know what that gets you on the streets?
SagerTech owns the streets now. So you better ask yourself, you want a level 9 jumping on you with both feet? Because that'll be my personal mission. There you go. Thanks, Chief.
Houdini! So what's your next trick? Make some innocent people disappear?
Only me. Every door leading to Sager's office got open for me. I wasn't man of the hour, but I had the hot news. Whether or not anybody wanted to hear it, the disease was real.
You saw the shooter die.
The binary bled him out before he hit the floor. Him and a bouncer.
Those walls really are there for a reason.
The walls are nothing. Even if we could just walk out, the disease means we can't hug our families. We can't shake hands with old friends. Until there's a cure, we're in here to stay.
The hothouse suits you.
Only because I make the best of it. If I were outside the walls, I'd be just another captain of industry. And here, I can be more.
You can be Robin Hood. Big Daddy.
Call it whatever.
You've got a kid on the outside.
Two.
You can't be a father to them, so you play father to the hothouse.
How do you deal with separation from your own family?
I hit the sauce.
Here's your new ID. You're at a level 8 now.
I was expecting one higher.
Soon. But at this level, you have to toe the company line. You got a streak in you, Bruiser. Don't get me wrong, it comes in handy. But here on out, you have to play ball. You've got skills that this company will need as we take over the responsibility of running the city.
Vera told me once, we can't get out, but we can claw our way up.
Yeah, she loved saying that before I shit-canned her. That level 8 ID comes with a condition, Bruiser. You have to fix that ulcer.
Yeah, well, when my ulcer tells me something, it's usually right.
Well, I don't like what it says half the time. Fix it. We got the best doctors.
That's all right. I know a guy.
Yeah, so pass the Kool-Aid. Big sellout. My daughter saw that one coming. I got home, I put the hurt on some tequila. But I wasn't expecting company. I stick my gun through the door and there's this little girl, Riley's age, younger. She just stood there, and then she put out her arms.
I'm the hug replicator.
Riley sent her. Well, that was it. My knees went out and I hugged her. She wasn't my daughter, but I wasn't gonna flag on technicalities. Then it hit me.
Thank you! We're opening here today. The South.
Before Sager was shot, hugging those cutesy kids for the photo op.
Those hugs have more value to me now than anything.
Man, he loved playing Big Daddy to the box. Sager had everything to lose if the walls came down. My ulcer was screaming. Son of a bitch. I snuck into the main archive at Sager Tech Tower. They had all the footage from Sager's shooting.
Accessing. I will never allow that.
Bullet went right through Sager's shoulder and hit the guy behind him. Thing is, the guy was a lab coat. He had a metal clipboard. Now, the second he lowers that clipboard, the slug hits him right in the pump. What if the target wasn't Sager at all? What if it was that lab coat behind him? Genetic designer. And his daughter, Miss All in Black, she came to me for help. Of course, I had to blow her off. Well, it was time to catch up. Come on.
Mr. Collateral Damage.
Can you just open the chain? I need to ask you about your father.
I came to you!
Just open the chain. I need to know if he had any enemies. Did he get
threats? I'm not gonna help you after this. What the fuck?
I'll fix your door later. I need to look around. I'm sorry. Was he rocking the boat in any way? Making trouble for someone?
I wouldn't know.
Messing up at work? Drinking?
Dad hardly drank one day out of the...
Yeah?
He did drink the last night, before he was shot. He was... You know, just tipsy, happy, really happy.
Did he say why?
He couldn't talk about anything from work, but he definitely had a buzz, and he was really happy about something.
I want to look in his room.
I'm not going to let you go in his room.
Who's the artist?
Me. I thought the beret would tip you off.
Why an artist? With all this science in the family.
To piss off my dad, basically. He wanted me to be a lab coat like him. I look better in black.
All this old stuff. Everything from before the walls. He really missed the old days.
Who doesn't?
I need to see his office.
What office?
Home office. I checked. Sager Tech never gave him an office in the tower.
What do you mean? He left for the office every day. He's a bioengineer. How's he going to work without a lab?
Good question. Did he take the subway to work?
Subway hasn't run since the walls.
Exactly. Why a bowl of tokens on the dresser? Mind if I borrow a couple of these?
Help yourself.
I went down to Union Station. The train tunnel was sealed off and the wall is stainless, but there was a SagerTech card swipe.
Keep clear of containment door.
Strauss had a lab, all right. He must have been some kind of hotshit brainiac for them to hide him down here. Lab had a whiteboard, wiped clean, in a hurry. Bottle of champagne in a waste bucket. A surveillance camera came on automatically. There was an extra cable sliced out of it. Went to an old VCR. Dr. Strauss was recording himself. And who was on that tape, toasting champagne with the good Dr. Strauss? Sager, his own self.
You just came up with a cure in your spare time.
I'm toasting, Mr. Sager, let's see, to the binary. You had your day as all diseases do, but the lab coats always win at the buzzer.
The doc was showing off a formula on that whiteboard. Sager was not smiling. To the end.
To the end of you, Bruiser.
I spun around and there was Sager. $1 million suit, the wall of black hair.
Strauss found a cure. You figured your days of running the box are numbered. You hire the sniper to shoot Strauss, but you want the bullet to go through your shoulder first. Instant alibi.
Sun Tzu 101. All warfare is based on deception.
Then you get me to hunt the sniper. You knew he had the binary. You figured when I put the clamp on him, we'd both die. No loose ends.
Where are you going with that?
I'm gonna blast this out to the world.
Bruiser, everything I do for the good of the people.
I saw a girl, blind, floating in a big glass jar down in your main laboratory. When I saw her, I wish I was blind. So this whole by the people, for the people.
You know what happens if you release that tape?
This city will tear your company down with its bare hands.
I mean, what happens to your family?
I'm talking about a whole city locked up for your own enjoyment or ego.
I'm talking about your wife and daughter.
All right. There's another alternative.
What's that?
I take off my level 8 ID, like this. I wrap the cord in my hands, and I wrap it around your neck until you're dead. Oh, stop. Oh, killing your boss is the American dream.
Where does this get you, Bruiser?
I'm feeling it right now.
What happens to the city? If I'm gone, the company will collapse. No exports, no food. Without my company, this will be a prison.
I felt my hands letting him go. It took Sager a while to get to his feet.
Now we're catching on. Prison, relocation camp, quarantine. Tell me the difference. Walls are walls. The world outside would be happy to starve us out. End of problem. But they can't. Not if they need us. Not if we can do business. Now who's going to keep us up with the Joneses out there? You? I die, the company dies. You kill the whole quarantine.
I'm gonna upload this tape. Encrypted. I don't check in every day, it'll go viral. Proof you killed the cure. So if something unpleasant happens to me or my
something
family...
Something unpleasant is the first thing that I'll do if you breathe a word of this. So, we're at equilibrium.
Equilibrium. Now I knew his password. I should have figured. Says it every 5 seconds.
I think we'll be stronger for this, Bruiser. You know this thing that's a natch you make level 9.
Everybody in the hothouse wants to be level 9. You know what I want? Maybe sleep at night. Not look at my shoes when my daughter asks me, what did Daddy do today? You'll excuse me if I don't give you my 2 weeks.
Bruiser.
Watching, please, please hold.
Chief Plagueman just loved me crawling back to the Force. She would have made me a crossing guard, only she needed me to keep Sagertech off her back.
You get the desk next to the bathroom, Bruiser. That's just seniority.
What are you gonna do?
And you're gonna get all the shit cases for a while.
It rolls downhill.
Don't it? Especially for guys that come crawling back to the job after 5 years of kiss my ass. Especially guys who work for Sagertech, disappearing people.
You wanna dig up my dirt or you wanna put me in the game?
So get to work! You got a stack falling over in your desk. The one by the bathroom.
I couldn't wait to call Riley from my lousy desk. She better be goddamn proud of her old man. Putting on the white hat. Because that check home was about to get light. When the mortgage backs up, next door Bobby's gonna look pretty good. She just better be proud is all.
Hey, Bruiser, line 5. It's your doctor.
Dr. Bruce, telephone, please. Dr. Bruce, telephone, please.
The guy in toxicology was half Indian, half Irish. The hell do you call that?
Give me your arm, Bruiser. This stuff is in beta, but I think you're gonna need something to stem the tide.
Hey, that stuff's all right.
I'll send you a case. All right, I got the test results back, and the pain in your gut is not your ulcer. There's something in your system called hexavalent toxin, which bonds to the cell walls and...
Cliff notes.
It's a weaponized molecule. Somebody got you, Bruiser.
So good news, bad news.
The good news is this test says you've got 24 hours to live.
What's the bad news?
Test was 23 hours ago.
Next time on Hot House Bruiser, episode 5, I'll get the guy who killed me.
So, this molecular what's-it in my system, it's gonna kill me in exactly 1 hour.
Oh, no. Well, yes.
Meet your new partner, Ash Hamilton. Transfer from quarantine fire.
Hey, Bruiser.
A fireman named Ash. Oh my God. Sorry, ladies. I need to lose this wall.
What's this big clock?
I told you, cop killer. Takes precedence. Hold on. I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Why me?
Black Rose.
You're not gonna see me after this.
Why? You got something?
I'm gonna ask you to kiss me.
Kiss you goodbye? Like fade out?
That's right.
What's going on, Bruiser?
Sandman's cleaning the house.
Hot House Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser. Series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Sunita Henry as Jill Strauss, Armin Shimmerman as Dr. Strauss, Gideon Emery as the Pipe, Cliff Simon as the Sniper, and James Leary as the Doctor.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hot House Bruiser.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Icebox Logic.